Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Half Hour Message. This morning's message is: we are not just saved; we are healed, or we are not just forgiven. I'm sorry. We are healed. We're going to go into chapters of Psalms. Psalms chapter 103, verse 2 and 3. We're going to do John 5, 8 and 14. Luke 17, verse 19. Sorry, I didn't put that in there in the post. And Matthew chapter 9, 27 through 30. And chapter 18, verses 22-28. Ephesians 2, 8. And folks, I'll get there. Believe me, we'll get through them. So if you only can put your finger on the one or two, like on Psalms 103, that'd be good. And John 5, chapter 5, I'll give you a chance to get to that. As always, folks, we have a song to play, and we always do prayers. So our first song is going to be the Statler Brothers, Are You Washed in the Blood? And I'll be back to do the prayer request as soon as I can, as soon as that song is over, folks. Should be washed in the blood, and if you aren't, you ought to be. I don't know. I don't try to make people do things. I don't want anybody to do anything they don't want to, but I got to tell you, folks, if you're not saved, you ought to get saved. Because if you're not, you're going to be left behind. The time's going to come when those that are saved are going to be gone, and those that aren't are going to be suffering. You can either suffer here on this planet, or you'll be suffering in hell. One way or another, you're going to pay for your sins if you're not asking Jesus Christ to be your Savior. So with that, folks, I have a bunch of prayer requests to do. I'm going to get over to our message. When I say we have a lot of prayer requests this morning, folks, I am inundated with the amount of prayers that came in today. People, it's a sad world we're living in, folks, and there's a lot going on, and we have people out there that need us. And they need to hear the word of God. My friend Sandy has asked for Trevor, Trevor's family, especially. Trevor was a young 20-ish young man with a pretty good career ahead of him, and he committed suicide. So his parents, Angie and Todd, please pray for them. Sandy mentioned another one, 45 years old. That gentleman committed suicide as well. Sandy heard about those as she was visiting a church in Auburn. It's called Auburn Baptist here in Maine, Auburn Church, in Auburn, the town of Auburn, city of Auburn. Those two people have committed suicide. So the church service had to have been very heartbreaking and very somber last night. So please pray for them, for Trevor, and for the 45-year-old man's family. Pray for Peter. Sandy asked for Peter. He was in the ER on Thanksgiving, prostate and urinary problems. They had to place the urinary catheter in him, and they sent him home with antibiotics. He's going to have surgery soon. Pray for Richard. Richard's another one that Sandy knows. Numerous health problems, and they don't have any answers for him. So uplifting for Megan, for Amanda, for Gail, for her family problems, because Gail's having some family issues. Her overall health as well. And uplifting, please. Get them in a better spirit. Pray for Joanna and all of her loved ones. Joanna asked for prayer for her loved ones because she loves and cares about them, and she wants them all to be saved and healed. Joseph Gray, still going through a lot of health issues. Joseph Gray's a good friend of mine. We've been talking for the last couple of years online. His wife just passed away also, so he's grieving the loss of his wife. Please, Lord, watch over Joseph, give him the strength to get through these trying times. Lorna Woods, having knee pain, and she posted, she said her ceiling fan needs to be fixed. She wished it could just be fixed. Pray for Marcia Kissinger for pain from cancer and headaches. She's going through a tough time, Marcia has. She's beat cancer before, and all she's asking is that the Lord would be able to give her the strength to go through each day without all that pain. Take that away, please, Lord. Barbara Montgomery, an unspoken request. Bill Foydel asked, we pray for our country and all within its borders. This country's going through a tough time right now, and a lot of change is going to happen. So please pray for our country, for our congressmen, for our senators, for our president, for all of the judges, for all the people involved in trying to make this country a great country, a country where we can be happy and healthy and not have to deal with war and terrorism and all of the things that go on in the world. Pray for Diana Sawyer. She's got medical health issues. Please pray for her. Another good friend of mine online. Kimberly Ann asked for salvation for Sharon and for Carla. Kimberly Ann's been on my page on Facebook for quite some time and has asked many a times in the past for prayers. These people mean a lot to her. And Anthony, he's got a swollen arm. And finances for Anthony, financially having difficulties right now. And pray for Kimberly Ann's mom, for her and her mom to work out any differences that they've been having so that they can have a better mother and daughter relationship. Zena Montana's asked for an unspoken. God knows her heart, she said. Ariana DeFrank asked for an unspoken as well. Cindy Molina, unspoken. Tammy Coates, unspoken. Lord, we ask for all of these answers to be answered. And we know that you promise us, Lord, that if we call out and wherever there's one or more in your name, Lord, two or more in your name, rather, that you'll hear our prayers. You'll hear our prayers just individually, Lord. I know that. I've seen it happen in my own life. And, Father, we just ask that you would answer all of these prayers and heal these people that are sick and the families that are going through the turmoil of the suicides and for all of the ones that are having financial difficulties and those that need salvation, Lord. That today would be the day that they would find salvation, that somebody would pass that word along to them on how to be saved and how important it is for them to be saved, that we wouldn't shy away from speaking your word, Lord, because your word never returns void. So somewhere in there, Lord, I know that the moment we mention your name and we mention that you're there to heal them and help them, that they'll get healed and they'll be saved and that they won't have to suffer and go to hell. Father, I thank you for hearing our prayers, and I thank you for giving me the ability to share this message this morning. I ask that you watch over my own children, my own grandchildren, my own family members, my wife's brother and her mom. Her brother went through a car accident, Lord. I just ask that you watch over him as well. Give us a good day today, Lord. Help this message touch the hearts of those that are listening and that they would continue to come back and listen, that this ministry would grow, that it wouldn't just be just this little bit, but that we would flourish and grow like never before, Father. I thank you for all that you give us and all that you provide for us and for all of those that community help and the people down in Naples and the food pantries. Stumbling on words right now. But all of the food pantries we help, for all the homeless people that are out there, for those that are suffering, for Michelle, I know, is out there, and she's somewhere out there trying to get herself together and get on the right path in life. Please help those folks, Father. Help the ones at the New Haven Green, the people that go out and preach to them and share to them. I just ask, Father, that you lift us up. Give us the strength that we wouldn't be afraid to share the gospel ever, no matter where we are, whether in life or if they say they're going to kill us. It's okay if they do, and that's fine because we're doing what you asked us to do, Lord, and that you'll take us back home, even if that ever should happen. Father, I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for this word. Watch over us. Give us good message this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, I can't tell you exactly what brought me to this message because I had a different plan. But I can tell you this. I heard something the other day on the radio, and it started my message, and it was the Psalm 103:3. And then I had a conversation, ironically, or God blessed me with the ability to hear from my brother-in-law yesterday. At the same time, he was amazed. He couldn't believe it when I picked the phone up and called him. I had a question to ask him. And he was like, I can't believe you really called me. Really? Really? Today? And I said, yeah, that's how good God is. And it was funny, in a sense, because he brought up Psalm 103:3. He works with a lot of the addicted and the alcoholic people down in his church, the Reformers program down there in Stratford, Connecticut. So please pray for the alcoholics and the drug addicts as well. That's very important, and the work that they're doing down there and the work that everyone does to try to help the addicted. It's such a sad situation this country is in and the world is in today that we seek out these things to try to find peace when it's right there in front of us. The message this morning, folks, starts out in Psalm 103, and we're going to go there. In Psalm 103, in chapter 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You realize that the Lord gives us great benefits of peace, joy, happiness, healing, comfort, unbelievable love, a merciful God who watches over us, even though we've committed sins and still do, that the Lord says he will go to the Father and pray for us and talk with him and explain exactly what's going on in our hearts and how we fall and falter. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And blessing the Lord means to worship, praise, love, and admire his greatness. Amen. And that's what we should be doing today as a people, as a Christian, as God's people. Verse 3 says this, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, because not only does the blood of Christ wash away our sins, Christ heals us by our faith in him. You know, folks, as a Christian myself, I've always believed that right after I got saved, that the Lord would take care of me no matter how bad, how much, whether my sin today, sin tomorrow, or sin next week, or 10 years from now, or however long I live. The Lord said, I'm his, he is mine, he will never leave me nor forsake me, and I've always took that to take that right to heart and mean it, that the Lord's never going to leave me, no matter how much I try to backslide. Because no matter how much I backslide, he always picks me up and brings me through the miry pit. And he gets me right back up and says, come back from that swap, from that swallowing pig slop, and get back on the track and come home to the Father. Because we can always return back to Christ. Always, no matter how far we fall, no matter how far we falter. If you look further, my message says this, why is it we can trust God when he tells us we're forgiven? I know I do that a lot. And for our sins, no less. But we doubt him when we're sick or when we have a disease. We're not so sure God's going to be able to heal our cancer. We're not so sure he's going to fix our heart when we have a heart problem or a heart condition or diabetes or any other disease, whether it be anxiety, depression, drunkenness, addiction. God can't heal me. I'm no good. He's already inflicted me with this disease, and I have to deal with it. That's not true. God loves you so much that he can take that away. All he asks you to do is trust in him, have faith that Jesus Christ is the one and only Son of God, that he died on the cross for you, that he bled and died for you. His blood washes you. His blood cleanses you. You are healed. Remember that, folks. You are healed. This old body may be rotten and falling apart, and mine certainly is suffering day to day. But I can tell you this, every day I know that God is with me, that he heals me and pushes me on, even though I have suffering going on. And you should know that too as well. In the book of John chapter 5, if you go there, Jesus talks with a man that had an infirmity and was unable to get into the pool. This man was sitting by a healing pool where an angel would come down and stir the water. And as soon as the first one into the pool, they got healed. When Jesus asked if he was going to get in, the man said he was unable to. This man wanted to be healed and had faith that if he could, he'd get in that water and he'd be healed. This man waited 33 years. He was 33 years with this disease where he couldn't walk. Because the man had faith in Jesus, Jesus said in verse 8 of chapter 5, Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. This man was sick, no kidding, for 38 years. Guess what? He got up and walked. In verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And then later on in the chapter, in verse 14, Jesus meets him again. He says this, Jesus says, after Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon ye or unto thee. You see, when we do sin after we've been cleaned and cleansed, maybe something worse will happen that can't be fixed. Because you've gone so far down the path that you won't turn back. Not that God can't heal you. Not that God won't heal you. Not that Jesus won't save your soul. Because you're already saved and you're already healed. But the problem is when you continue to sin and refuse to turn back, he can't help you if you keep saying, no, I won't do it. We are also warned every time we go astray from God's commandments, and we know it. Why do we know it? Because we make the decision. I'm telling you, folks, I've been in situations where the warning comes and God says, you're not supposed to be doing this. And while I'm telling you this, I can remember time and time how many times I've done that, that I've been right there doing the wrong thing and God was telling me, you need to stop now and flee. And I didn't. And I chose to what? I chose my own decisions and I listened to Satan and I let him corrupt my life and pollute me and turn me into a filthy, rotten rag. And you know you do the same thing, folks. This ain't like I'm the only one that it happens to. You hear that voice. You hear God's calling, and you refuse. In Luke 17:19, a leper was healed. In 19 it says, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made that leper whole, and he can make you whole too. And how? By thy faith. Ephesians 2 tells us how he, the Lord, our God, hath quickened or changed us. In verse 8 it says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, where we were once disobedient and unaware, but now are made aware. And I'm telling you, folks, once you ask for salvation, once you get saved, you are made aware, your eyes are opened like Paul when he was walking on Damascus and his eyes were opened and a bright light blinded him. We are blinded with the word of God. It is now in our hearts, it's in our mind, and we can't walk away from it. And we try, we go ahead and our flesh tries to lead us down that path to cause us to sin. And what does he say? He says, come back, don't do that. Flee, avoid it, stop, don't do it. And yet sometimes we still do. And you know something? Our God so mercifully says, I know you're a fool. And because of that, you've been led astray by the foolish thoughts of your flesh and by Satan. I've given you the knowledge. I've given you the strength. I've given you the ability. Turn back before it's too late. Matthew 9:27, it says this in Matthew 9:27. I'm going to go over there. Matthew 9:27 says, and when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. In 28, he says, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came in too, and came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yes, Lord. See, they knew if they just trusted the Lord, he would heal them. He would take away their blindness. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. Lord, I want you to touch my heart, touch the hearts of those around me, and give us the faith and the strength and the guidance to see through all of the wiles the devil tries to pass by us and make us think that it's worth it when it's not. The only thing worth it is us serving you as your servants, as your ambassadors, as your preachers, as your priests, as your Bible tells us, that all of your people are your ambassadors, and we should stay the course. And all we have to do is have faith, and you'll give us the strength to do that. And not only the strength, but the miracles that we'll see. We can be healed of our sins. We can be healed of our sicknesses. We can be healed of our filthy, rotten ways if we just have faith that God said, do this, and I'll give you better things. Have faith, and I'll provide for you. That's what God says. He does every single day, and I'm a walking, talking witness of that. And many people that knew my past know how rotten I used to be. Paul said he's the chiefest of sinners. I'm right there alongside of Paul. I was just like that. I didn't want to hear the word of God. I didn't want to obey. I was the most disobedient kid, adult, alcoholic, drug addict, rotten fool, promiscuous individual that you ever want to meet. A womanizer, a woman abuser. And the Lord told me, you got to stop doing that. You got to change and start doing what I asked you to do. And he can heal you just like he healed me. Matthew 18:22 says this, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. You see, we can pray for our families who are possessed. We can pray for our families that are possessed with addiction, be it opioid, alcoholism, sexual promiscuity, just financial debt, the things that God can lead you away from that'll bring you back to Him and help you to live that positive, simple, God-loving life that He wants you to live. God will do that. Then Jesus said this in verse 28 of Matthew 18. Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You see, we don't know when Jesus has come to us and we're to pray. We know we're to pray. But when that individual touches our heart so much that we feel so bad for them, because that's what we should be doing. We should be pulling them from the miry pit. We should be praying to lift them up out of their debt, praying to get them out of their alcoholism or addictions, and praying for those that have no salvation that they will have salvation. None of us wants to go to hell. God don't want any of his children to suffer. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross and take all our sins. He said, he is going to put his son back on that cross for one reason only, on the cross rather, for one reason only. And that was so that the blood could be shed for a sacrifice for us. And if you could just picture in your mind Jesus nailed to the cross because of what you've done. He took your penalty. The sin was put to death on the cross. And he bled and died up there. Not because God said so only, but because you sinned. Because man could not follow the rules. He could not be obedient. There had to be a sacrifice. And Jesus was that sacrifice. And then Jesus said he'll rise again in 3 days. And he was going to go and prepare a place for us. He was going to go to heaven, a better place, and prepare a place for us. Where when we are cleansed because of what we've done, because we've repented of our sins, because we now are Christians and want to obey Christ. He said, you do that and you can come to heaven and enjoy everything my Father has and all the great riches and all the great glory. You'll never have want or need ever. Not want or need from sin, not want or need from impurities, not from our fights with financial problems, not with health issues. He says, listen, I give to you a new body when you come to heaven. There'll be no more pain, no more suffering. Jesus said he can heal you. I believe it. You say you believe your Bible, you believe Jesus Christ is real, then believe he can heal you. Have faith that he'll change you. Have faith that he can give you salvation. Have faith he can get you through every problem that's going on in your life. It's faith that heals us. He says that right here. He said to the woman, your faith has made her whole. He says, great is thy faith. He knew because that woman came to him, just like our faith when we go to him. He says, your faith will heal you. I pray today that every one of you that are hearing this message will understand what I mean by that, and that you'll find it in your hearts this morning to ask God to give you the same faith that he gave every single one of these, the one that healed the leper that was healed, the blind that was seen, the lady with the possessed daughter. He'll give you the faith to just trust in Jesus to do what's right. I thank you, Lord, for giving me that, and I hope that I have made it clear to others. They just have to trust you and let it be there, and don't try to take it back. Don't try to change it. Don't try to fix it. It belongs to you. We belong to you, and you said our problems are your problems. We are yours. You are ours. We are one, and because of that, we are healed. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me this opportunity to share the gospel and all the prayers, and I hope today, folks, that you'll continue to pray for those people. Pray for the families. Pray for the sick. Pray for those that are unsaved. God bless you, and thank you for being here. It's been a real pleasure, as always, on Sunday. I have another song for you that I want to play for you. It's I'm Saved. I will continue that in a second. I want to play that, but I want to do this. I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you, and he's there waiting for you to ask for him to come into your heart. Will you do that today? Will you ask him to save you? Will you ask him to give you the faith? Come find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over on Facebook. If you need any help and guidance and being led to the Lord, I'm there. You come find me, send me a message. I'll help you. I'll do my best to get you on the right track and keep you from your sins. And if there's any praises you want to share, be glad to share them on my wall. I have no problem with that. Thank you for being here. And this is our last song. It's I'm Saved, Saved, Saved. It's by Mare Christian. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you again, folks, for being here. God bless you. It's always a blessing having you able to listen. If you could guide your friends and family to listen, that'd be great. Find me on Blog Talk Radio, Preacher Bill. It's not very difficult. If you look me up on Facebook, you'll find I post a message every Sunday. I post a link every Sunday. It's done at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all of my messages are found in archives. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day.